KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:04, we have rain, and it's 59 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high near 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In local news, Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson reports today that 21-year-old Hunter Bechtold of Atlantic was arrested Tuesday on a warrant out of Missouri for rape in the second degree. Bechtold was being held in the Cass County Jail. And two Atlantic residents have been arrested on drug charges. 26-year-old Nicholas Anderson was arrested today for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. On Tuesday, 49-year-old Michael Redler was arrested by Atlantic Police on Cass County warrants for possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. When the Atlantic City Council next convenes, they'll act on a recommendation from the city's Community Protection Committee with regard to the allowing of chickens within the city limits. The CPC met Tuesday evening to discuss the amending of the city code to allow chickens. The committee voted 2-1 to recommend approval, with Gerald Brink voting no, Chris Jemerson and Ashley Hayes voting in favor of the recommendation.
If the council says yes, we'll allow it, we'll go back to this committee and write rules.
Councilman Gerald Brink says no one he's spoken with or heard from is in favor of allowing chickens inside the city limits, but Councilperson Hayes said she's hearing just the opposite.
And some of them were very adamant. The place for chickens is out in the country, not in town.
As someone who has spent significant time at people's places in cities with chickens, I never hear them, I don't smell them, nothing.
Okay, and so this was pointed up to me.
Brink says he doesn't buy into the eggs are cheaper if you raise chickens at home point of view, saying you could buy eggs for 49 cents a dozen, and you've still got to feed the chickens. Councilman Chris Jemerson said people who want chickens aren't concerned about the price of eggs, as most were, that is, back when the bird flu hit Iowa, and Hayes agreed.
This new generation isn't so much concerned about price.
I know.
They're concerned about the quality they're getting.
Yeah.
And if they're feeding the chicken, then they know what the chicken's getting. So.
And they can also profit because they can sell the extra eggs, because they almost always have way more eggs than what they need for their house.
Atlantic City Administrator John Lund says he's checked with Red Oak, Shenandoah, and Harlan about their poultry ordinances. Harlan doesn't allow chickens. Red Oak allows a farmland animal permit, with a city administrator conducting inspections. And Shenandoah only allows them in agricultural areas outside of town. Separately, the CPC was not in favor of allowing ducks within the city limits, but if the yes or no measure is approved by the council, that too will come back before the committee rule writing. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad legalized the sale of bottle rockets, Roman candles, and most other consumer fireworks yesterday, sparking enthusiasm from vendors eager to expand into the state. Branstad signed the bill that was approved by the legislature, which allows the sales to take place between June 1st and July the 8th, as well as December 10th through January 3rd. Iowa has long been among the few states that banned the sale and use of most fireworks. Several vendors are now scrambling to sell their fireworks in the state. Under the law, cities and counties may forbid the use of fireworks, but they cannot prohibit their sale. However, local governments can control the location of fireworks sales. Fireworks sales in Iowa are expected to bring in about $1.5 million in sales tax revenue for the 2018 fiscal year. The City of Atlantic's Community Protection Committee will recommend to the full City Council fireworks be allowed within the city limits from 6 p.m. until midnight on July the 4th, and on New Year's Eve from dusk until 12:15 a.m. New Year's Day. As I mentioned, Governor Branstad on Tuesday signed a bill allowing the sale of fireworks in Iowa beyond the traditional sparklers, snakes, and caps. The CPC agreed to allow only tent sales of fireworks in the city by licensed and insured vendors, but also agreed to charge a $200 fee on top of the $1,000 fee vendors pay to the state for certification and licensing. The sites must also be inspected as required by the bill, but because the state fire marshal's office is so busy, the question of who will inspect the vendor operations is not clear. City Administrator John Lund will talk with Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese about the requirements and ask him perhaps to conduct the inspections. The City Council in Audubon held a regular meeting Monday evening. City Clerk Joe Foran said they passed four resolutions during that meeting.
The first two dealing with designating the low bidder for our miscellaneous improvements for Group B and C, and then we awarded the contract for B and C, and then we had a resolution approving the contract for our zip lining, and another one for approving the miscellaneous Group A. Basically, what Group A is actually building a couple buildings by the sewer plant and doing those type of improvements. The zip lining is that cured in place, going through the existing sewer pipe, and they put like this rubber membrane in.
Last month, the SIP and Group A bids were awarded to Principal Pipe and Tool Company for $184,541 and Grunman Hicks Construction for $1.4 million. Those bids were approved Monday night. The low bid of $2.1 million for Group B and C was received from McCarthy Trenching of Avoca. Group B is with regard to the setting of new sewer lines, while Group C is for the replacement of a water line. Getting the resolutions passed, Foran says, means the city is well on its way to getting the contractors in town and getting work started on the improvements. The Audubon City Council also discussed but took no action on an ordinance with regard to chickens being raised within the city limits.
Right now, we just got an initial draft from our city attorney, so we were probably going to work on it during a special meeting or work session here in a couple weeks, and just bringing it up to our council's attention so they can kind of think on what they want to put into it and what they want to take out of it.
The news was brought to you this hour by Meyer & Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of quality service. Giving Meyer & Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.